and thank you for joining us for a very special episode. This episode is called Bookish, and it is sponsored by Lauren for all of you. Lauren requested something that was a little bit sexy in a library, and I absolutely had to do it. So, thank you very much, Lauren, for sponsoring the episode. If anybody out there is interested in a sponsored episode, a date, or a commission, just let me know. And here is Bookish. Hope you enjoy.
Ah! I'm okay. Well, I got hit in the head. Well, a book, if you can believe it. It fell from the highest shelf. Oh, no, don't worry. I've always had a hard head. The corner was a bit much, though. Yeah, I'm not... There, I'm not bleeding, am I? No? Good. Well, then I guess I'll live to rack another day. It's fine. It's fine. Just, how did you do that anyway? What'd you do? Don't be embarrassed. I'm the one who's almost dead. Listen, I don't mean to be gendered about the situation, but maybe this is why you shouldn't do the top shelf. Okay, all right, but hear me out. If I was the one at the top of the ladder and I was pushing the books in, I would see if I was pushing one too far. And you didn't. Oh, okay. No. I see how it is. It's fairly radical how quickly you went from blaming nobody to blaming me. Isn't that weird? Hey, you want to get on the slidey ladder. You want to put the books away. I don't blame you. It's one of the few good perks of the job. You know, despite the total lack of customers after the DVD section is cleaned out. When did it happen? When did we become this? When did we become just Blockbuster but for free? It was so gradual, I never noticed it happening. But now, that's just the way it's going to be. Every bit of media, everything out there, everything someone could watch or read or listen to. Which is absurd, if you think about it. Well, who would want to sit around listening to someone else's voice when you could read for yourself and you could experience your own story? Nah, it's a trend. It'll never catch on. Oh, you think so, do you? Well, perhaps I'm concussed, and therefore I'm not making any sense whatsoever. There we go. No, I only had to beg for it a few times before you actually got in there with your hands. Kiss it better. I don't think that actually works. It does? Get out of here. Really? Mothers to infants, huh? Why? I suppose it makes it kind of sense. All right. Okay. I mean, it is a slow afternoon. You want to kiss me and make it better? Oh, I can't say me. I have to say it. You have to kiss it to make it better? Oh, too is now an operative word. Goodness, I didn't realize I was operating on so many levels linguistically. No, that's fascinating. Two. You have to kiss it to make me better. Otherwise, you'll just have left a gaping hole. Isn't that terrible? You wouldn't want to do that, would you? Mm-mm. Well, what can I say? I always happen to know when you're on the ladder. I can always hear it. It squeaks, and you know that it squeaks, and I like to take a look at you. And you know that I like to take a look at you. And if you're wearing a skirt on the days that you do, I can't help but wonder by. Hear the little squeak and feel it summon me. That's what I do with my afternoons when you're here. That's what I think about on afternoons when you're not. Well, I don't know how long I have to live. I could be Liam Neeson's wife right off this mortal coil, you understand. Yes? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you feel terrible if that's how I left, and that's how we left things, you laughing at my expiration before it even happened? Well, you don't know. I don't know. We don't know. But maybe, just maybe, we could find out. Well, there's more than one way to die when you think about it. And I don't really want to wait a lot longer. Mm-mm. No, I am very, very ready to be consumed. Mm-hmm. I sure am. How about you? Are you ready to be eaten all the way up? Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I can't stop thinking about you on this ladder. So, wouldn't it be nice if I just pressed you up against it? Uh-huh. Just hands on your hips. Don't look away. That's how I'll know that you really want this and you're not just flirting. Look me in the eyes. Don't close them. Not until the last second. Not until you absolutely feel the need to. Mm-hmm. Nice and slow and easy. And everything you've waited so patiently for. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. That felt even better than I imagined. Mm-hmm. You taste pretty good, too. You do. You taste just like candy. Uh-huh. Are you starting to relax against that thin piece of metal? That doesn't make any sense. Here, let me show you. This is why me being taller than you works out so very well. Because, see, if I were on the ladder, I could reach the top shelf very easily, but since you're on the ladder and you're sitting down, I can just sort of lift you up by your thighs onto that top seat. You're just a little too high. Too high for what? That's true. I can still reach you with my lips. It's It's my cock I'm worried about. Yeah. Don't be shy. Oh, come on now. Do I need to use the word dick? Am I being too forward? I feel like I've already crossed that point. Don't be shy. You make my dick hard. You do. And you make it very, very hard. I understand that this might not be the most poetic compliment you've ever gotten, but you do. You make me want you. You make me want to play with you and explore you and fuck you. Don't be embarrassed. I know you want me to. You may not want to, but I know you want me to. It's okay. If you say no, I will stop. We will forget this ever happened. But I'm being honest. Look. Just as I rub the hardness of me up and down your thigh. Look at that. Look what I can do to you. And look what you do to me. All through my slacks, you can feel that, can't you? You can feel it? Good. Because I'm not going to give it to you just yet. Like I said, you taste very sweet. And you're already sitting... And you're already sitting down. And you're already here. All I have to do to get you to have the best session of your life is open up those legs. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not going to open them. You can keep them as shut as you want. I'm just going to tickle the underside of your thighs. I'm just going to scratch and reach. I'm going to go deep, deep under this hem. And then bring all 10 fingers back down. Oh, just to your knee. Scratch around a little bit. Just the underside a little bit. Uh-huh. Isn't it funny how that can feel so good? It's because you're finally letting me touch you. It's because you're finally letting me hold you. It's because you're finally letting me have you. After all this time. Oh my God, yes. You feel so good. Just let it go. Tremble a little. Tremble a little. Open up for me. Just let it go. Easy now. Easy now. Deep breath. Close your eyes. Lean your back against that shelf. I've got you. My hands will move right up to the small of your back. You're not going anywhere. You're going to stay right here. Close your eyes. It's okay. I've got you. Close your eyes, baby. Good girl. You can let go for me. Come on. I want you to. Let go for me. I have you. Just give up. I was right. Very, very sweet. I love how sensitive it is. Don't you dare. Don't worry. I will push in very, very, very slow. I know how sensitive it is. I'm the one who made it so sensitive. Don't worry. You've waited all this time. You've been such a good girl. You've been so patient. Just let me drive. Let me show you what this pussy can feel. Maybe you've forgotten. Maybe you never really knew in the first place. It doesn't matter. It's good. It's very, very good. It's supposed to feel so good. Because it is so good. Because we are so good to one another. It's supposed to. It's supposed to tremble like this. You're supposed to shake like this for me. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Oh, God, you are so fucking beautiful. I've thought so ever since I saw you for the first time and said, that is one cute little bookworm. Now, you have to trust me, okay? You have to trust me. My left arm draped all the way around your back. As we push against this ladder and you keep your shoulders squared against that shelf, you have to trust me, okay? Because I'm going to take my big, thick hand and I'm going to cover your pretty little mouth, all right? I need to, don't worry. Nothing bad's going to happen. I just have to cover it. Because if you made that much noise before I push into you like that, kiss it. Kiss my fucking hand. Kiss my palm. If I didn't know that you were going to scream so much for me, I'd have you suck my thumb right now. Look me right in the eyes and suck my thumb as you take my cock. As is, I know that you're going to make just too much noise. I know that you are. And I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you at all. You're going to make the noises I want you to make. You hear me? Not just now. You're going to love this deck so much. You're going to need it. You're going to acquiesce. You're going to serve it in a way you have not served one in a long time, if ever. Mm-hmm. That's right. Move your lips up and down my fucking hand as I muffle your moans as I take them out of you. Ha ha. Ha ha. Oh. Oh. Oh, I haven't come in days. I haven't come in days. It's like I was waiting for just an excuse to get you, get my hands on you, pose you, push you back, spread your fucking legs. Uh-huh. It's like I needed it. It's like I couldn't wait. It's like a part of me was driving that I didn't even know was. I can't believe I get to fuck you. I've thought about it for so long, I can't believe I get to fuck you. Stick your fingers down my throat. Oh, fuck me. Oh, god damn. Oh, so, what did we learn about you returning books on the top shelf where it's dangerous and somebody could get hurt? Actually, no, come to think of it. I didn't bother to check. What did you hit me with? The laws of attraction. Well, now, that is just a little bit suspicious. One last kiss. There. Now let me do something I've wanted to do even longer than fuck you. Let me put your glasses on right and adjust them so that you look all prim and proper.